Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We got bombshells a-dropping, and it's Friday, and it's time to give away some free tickets to the Brewers game. All you need to do to qualify to win four free tickets on the club level to the Brewers game against the Arizona Diamondbacks on Thursday, August 28th. That's, again, Thursday, August 28th. Note, this is a 1:10 start. Right now, this is a 1:10 start Thursday, August 28th against the Diamondbacks. Is you need to text in the word that I am about to give you via the Civic Media app. The word of the day is text, as in you have to text in the word text via the Civic Media app, and you will be qualified to win four club-level tickets to the Brewers versus the Diamondbacks Thursday, August 28th at 1:10. The word again is text, T-E-X-T. Folks, Jim and I are reviewing the news of the afternoon, this Friday afternoon, which is the release of the Todd Blanche, current Deputy Attorney General, former Donald Trump criminal defense attorney, his interview with convicted child sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell. That interview occurred over 2 days back in July. Just to summarize, I found the portions that I think are the only significant portions where Blanche asks Ghislaine Maxwell about Epstein's relationship with Donald Trump. And it is quite limited. Here's the other notable thing about this, and that is that it comes nearly instantaneously. Like, there is, I think, over 600, 500 something plus pages of these transcripts. He gets to Donald Trump by page 104. So it is, if you want it, let's just call it 550 total pages. He's getting there real early. It is right away, because the first kind of stuff you do in these interviews or depositions is you identify the parties and where you are. So there's a bunch of convo and transcript about that. So Todd Blanche gets down to the real business of the interview with Ghislaine Maxwell right away. And the first thing that she says, and I read this to you all, was she basically gushes. Trump is always very cordial and very kind. And I admire him.
I
admire his extraordinary achievement in becoming president. And I like him. I've always liked him. So that's the sum and substance of my entire. So she gushes. And then immediately we move to complete and total exoneration of President Trump from anything. And while Ghislaine Maxwell also, and we read it in the last segment, appears to have completely exonerated former President Bill Clinton. The difference is Bill Clinton can't do anything to help Ghislaine Maxwell. Donald Trump can do everything to help Ghislaine Maxwell. He can pardon her. So I just want to remind you, here's some of what Jim and I read back and forth. Jim playing the role of Todd Blanche, the questioner, reading direct. If it sounds awkward, it's because we are trying to read the transcript literally word for word. We're not fixing any of the awkwardness. Jim is going to read Blanche's part. I'm reading Ghislaine Maxwell's part. Just want to highlight a couple of things from the section that we read. There is no way that you can read this and not think that Maxwell is basically knows what her job is in this interview.
She knows what her goals are.
And every substantive question that could potentially be disproven, you will see her hedge it with "I don't recall," or "to the best of my recollection," or "it's just vague beyond any substantive heft here." Todd Blanche asks her, what about Mr. Epstein's relationship? I don't know how they became friends. Maybe they are friends, but they seemed friendly. I don't really know. I don't know how they met. They were social settings. I don't recall any private meetings.
It's
like
been a long time. Sometime in the beginning. Who knows, right?
And then when it gets into the massages, did you ever observe President Trump receive a massage? Never. She goes on, "That's my memory. It was just these social settings. I don't know if whatever the nature of their friendship, she hedges around it. I never witnessed that. I don't know how you define it. They seemed like very friendly people in social settings. I don't think they were close friends, or I certainly never witnessed it. The president and any of the, I don't ever recall seeing him in his house." And it's just so hedged. I actually never saw the president in any type of massage setting. I never witnessed the president in any inappropriate setting in any way. The president was never inappropriate with anybody in the times I was with him. He was a gentleman in all respect.
From time immemorial.
It is a complete exoneration. This, of course, from the guy that grabs him by the you-know-whats, kisses women, barges into women's dressing rooms. Of course, he was never appropriate with the convicted child sex trafficker. Never inappropriate with any massage. The man is inappropriate about his daughters, for crying out now. Okay, we're going to get back to the transcript because this is the juicy part. We're picking up where we left off. Todd Blanche had just asked her, did you ever hear Mr. Epstein or anybody say that President Trump had done anything inappropriate with masseuses or with anybody in your world, Ghislaine Maxwell? Absolutely never in any context.
And this is our deputy attorney general who's following up on that response. He says this, do you know whether masseuses from Mar-a-Lago's spa ended up giving massages to private massages to Mr. Epstein? I'm not asking for what you may have read, but from at the time, from your personal knowledge, do you know whether that's true?
I don't recall. Is it possible? Yes, but I don't remember. I don't remember that. So I don't want to, I don't recall that, but it's possible.
Do you have a recollection of you ever recruiting a masseuse from Mar-a-Lago spa to go give a private massage to Mr. Epstein?
I've never recruited a masseuse from Mar-a-Lago for that. As far as I remember, I can't ever recollect doing that.
And then Todd Blanche looks at his watch, presumably, and says, we're going to take a break here. And everybody agrees to that. Yeah.
Yeah. And Jim and I are going to take a break there, too. So if you go back again, the links to these transcripts will be in our show notes for today. The action starts at page 103 of day one, and it goes to page, let's see here, where did we just leave off?
Just about 108 or so into 109, a little bit, but 108 or so, yeah.
Yes, 108 to 109. So it's just six pages, 103 to 109. You read that and tell me that that woman has answered anything of value about the relationship between Donald Trump and Epstein. It's basically like, well, I didn't ever see him commit sexual assault. That's as if she would witness it.
Right, right.
And again, Donald Trump can do a lot for Ghislaine Maxwell. She knows that, and her lawyer knows that. The only hiccup is, of course, if you lie in the course of the deposition or this interview, which every single attorney in the world knows, as long as you say, to the best of my recollection, maybe it happened, but sitting here today, I don't remember. And that is all Ghislaine Maxwell does throughout this entire interview when it comes to Donald Trump. It's a bunch of vague denials, a bunch of vague endorsements. And when it comes to the specifics, it is all hedged by, well, sitting here today, I can't recall specifically. I don't think I saw any of that.
Right.
Is that a fair interpretation,
absolutely,
Jim? I mean,
Maggie,
read these for
and
decades.
As I read through this with you the first time, I'm stricken by that, but I'm also stricken by something else. We sometimes talk about the big lie in litigation, right? If somebody comes in and says, never happened, never, ever, ever, ever happened, and a complete lie about the past, how much more compelling this transcript would have been if she had said, you know what? There was one time. When there was a, again, I'm just making this up now, of course. There was one time where there was a conversation that left me unsettled. Or I saw somebody in this situation give you something that reflects your actual recollection. And it makes you so much more credible to give up something a little because it suggests that you are, in fact, recollecting properly.
Trying to tell the
exactly,
truth.
Exactly,
right? It's
not right,
just right? A snow job.
And
yeah.
I had a conversation. Or, in fact, I was there when they met the first time. Or, you know, there were some of the young women I was with, unfortunately, we're in a room with it. Give them something. This is an absolute, complete, big lie, and it's not credible because there's no give at all about someone who, again, had this intimate relationship and with Epstein. But again, lest we forget, she herself engaged, and we haven't gotten to that yet, but she herself engaged in sexual assault with respect to these young women. She was not only coordinating what was happening, she is convicted for just that. This is not a credible representation about her involvement with Epstein and with all this activity.
And here is the thing. This is such a complete and utter BS interview by Todd Blanche.
Yeah.
If this was being done by a legit prosecutor, you would have all of the photos with Epstein, Trump, and Maxwell in hand. You'd have pictures of Maxwell with Melania in hand, with Marla Maples when it goes back to the 90s, and Ivana, because Ivana was the Czechoslovakian that was referenced in the transcript I read. That's who they liked. Right. That's who knew or maybe knew Maxwell's father. You would have all of that in front of you and you'd say,
I'm showing what's marked as exhibit one.
Yes.
Tell me when this happened. Tell me what this is about. You indicated there was no conversation here. There plainly had to be something that's being said in the course of this photograph being taken. Tell me about that. Or go back to the trial itself. There were witnesses during the course of the trial who described this. Let's go back and talk about those instances. He is plainly showing up. Maybe completely unprepared, I don't know, but not asking those piercing questions that any good prosecutor would ask.
And there's a long discussion about the birthday book that's basically, she says, we don't need to read it. I don't have any specific record. It's all a bunch of, I have no specific recollection about how Donald Trump's Sharpie sketch of a naked woman and his allusion to, we'll keep these secret things secret. I have no idea how that got in the book. That's in there. That's fascinating. There's a whole nother long discussion about the client list. That starts on page 173. It goes on. Basically, what does she say again? Well, I had some names. Somebody else had some names. There were millions of pages of documents in my trial. I don't know. I saw some of them. I don't know. But I don't think there's a list. There may not be a list. Or this guy put together. It's nothing. It is so unhelpful as to be shocking. That's at pages 173 to about 178. They talk about the birthday book on page 178, and they eventually get around to talking about Epstein's alleged connections to Mossad, but that is about a page and a half. But then what's really important is you actually have to know that Jeffrey Epstein was a good friend of the former prime minister of Israel, a guy by the name of Ehud Barak. And so you have to know that there was this relationship. And she's careful. I just want to point this out. Todd Blanche asks a question about Epstein being paid by foreign intelligence agencies. Response, no, I don't think so, from Maxwell. Well, that's a different question entirely from, did Epstein ever provide any information, whether paid or compensated or in any leverage position, any information at all to any foreign intelligence agencies, as far as you can recollect, sitting now today? Do you have any knowledge of Epstein?
There's no good follow-up here, right? Nothing.
No, it is every lawyer who's ever done a deposition will read this and their heads will explode because there's no follow-up anywhere to nail the witness down to anything that could possibly threaten her with impeachment. In other words, and by impeachment, I mean impeaching the witness because she lied and she could now be prosecuted for perjury. This is worthless. Although I will say that the exoneration of President Clinton probably isn't, because she has nothing to gain from President Clinton exonerating him. No. Folks, we're going to talk about the boatload of Bolton information coming in. We had an FBI raid. We'll discuss why that is an abomination. We'll take your calls, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. On the other side with Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney, and me on the Civic Media Radio Network.